ओम शांति. The words of the song are very relevant to the murli we've just heard, that it's in your remembrance that I've been able to forget the whole world. And so Baba today reminding us that forget the body, forget everything, and yes, do what you need to do, living at home, fulfilling all your responsibilities, but don't have any thoughts about it. Just simply follow Baba's instructions. I was thinking that in this topic of overcoming overthinking, one of the things that hasn't come up in public, but it's absolutely relevant in terms of Brahmin life, and that is exactly what Baba has said today. If my surrender to Baba is to the extent that I'm ready to follow all of Baba's Srimat, and it takes a lot of courage to say that, then in following Srimat, I'm protected from overthinking. Why? Because in a human world, just I as a human being, A, there's a big variety of choice. There's many, many things you can choose to do. Many options that everyone has today. Earlier times, there were quite strict boundaries on what you could do and could not do. And in the last 50 years, certainly in the West, but in the East also, maybe in the last 20 years, those boundaries have dissolved. And so when there are no boundaries, then there's many things you can choose to do. And so just even thinking about all of that, there's a lot of thinking going on. One of the examples that always stays in my head is how I'd gone into a supermarket at some point a few years ago. My good fortune that I don't have to go to the supermarket so often. But I was amazed at the variety of everything. And I was looking at the variety of yogurt. And I just, it's endless. This, and in anything. Somebody wants to buy some bread, and early days it was white or brown, and that was about it. And today you go to buy bread. And so even something as basic as that, and there's such huge variety. So of course it's going to set my mind racing, but what about this, what about this, what about this? And so the world at the present time has huge, huge variety. And Baba has made life very simple for all of us. Just simply have a sattvic diet. But even in sattvic diet, there's still a lot of variety. And so Baba says, simplify. Just see what it is that is essential. And you do what is essential, you take what is essential. And so following Baba's Srimat allows us to have a mind that's free. And not only is there a huge variety, not just in terms of food, but I'm thinking about in terms of the style of life I want to lead. So with that huge variety of lifestyles in front of everyone today, not only am I thinking about what is my choice, but I'm also thinking about, well, if I do this, what's going to happen in future? If I do this, what's going to happen? And so when you've got a lot of choice, margin for lots of waste thoughts, but also, with that, the responsibility of thinking about what the outcome is going to be. And so Baba telling us, follow Srimat. And on one level, Srimat is whatever Baba has stated in the Murali, but also Srimat is following not just Mama and Baba, but Srimat is also following the path that the Dadis have shown us. When Baba became avyakt, then a few years later, it didn't sort of happen instantly, but a few years later, people started asking, but who can give Srimat? Where do we get Srimat from? And so the Baba, it was put to Avyakt Bhaktada one day after, in those days, there was a lot of chit-chat with Baba, so different groups would come in front of Baba, different individuals. But there was always that possibility of having a personal exchange. And so somebody asked Baba, one of the Indian sisters, they asked Baba, Baba, who can give us Srimat now? And Baba's answer, I was a little surprised, because I thought that Baba would say, go to Dadi Prakashmani, Baba would say, go to Didi Manmohini. They were all around at that time. But Baba didn't say it like that. And of course, later you understand the absolute wisdom and truth behind everything that Baba says. And Baba said, go to the ones who you see are following Srimat and ask them, what is Srimat? That was Baba's answer. And of course, at that time, we could see the Dadis and we could see how they follow Srimat. And so many times going to them, they would just remind us of what Baba has said in the Murali. And they would say that, I can't give you Srimat, but I can remind you of what is the Srimat that Baba has given in the Murali. And so they would talk about whatever it was that had been in the Murali. And so today also, the example of all the Dadis, and for Baba's children in London, and I'm seeing some from France and some from other parts of the world, but generally speaking, it's only those who came to Baba during COVID and after COVID who haven't met any of the Dadis. Apart from that, mostly everyone has met the Dadis. And so, to remember, what did the Dadis do? How did they deal with things? And what was the path that they showed? And of course, they were following in Baba's footsteps. In everything, they would ask themselves the question, what would Baba have done? What would Baba do? And here also, I know that many of us have that same practice. We ask ourselves, what would Daddy have done in this situation? And so when we follow Srimat, or we follow those who we know are following Srimat, then that reduces our thinking and narrows it down to pure, elevated thinking. And so it's not a answer I can give to people out there. But for Brahmins, one of the best ways to have the power to overcome overthinking is just simply follow Srimat. But Srimat takes in everything, not just the externals, but also the internal, my consciousness. So in today, Baba said, you can only be soul conscious when you surrender totally. And it's a surrender of the buddhi, the intellect, not physically uprooting yourself and coming and staying. But in that, it's very powerful Baba's first Srimat, be soul conscious. And normally you'd say that surrender is not the first step. It was the first step for the soul to the beginning of the yajna. That's why the foundation is so strong. They remembered Baba, they recognized Baba, they saw Baba in dreams, whatever it was. But as soon as they connected with Baba, that was it. It was surrender. For us, it's not like that. And that's also okay, because when you buy, in India they say, even if you buy an earthenware pot to keep the water, now it's one of the cheapest things in the house that you have, never mind any of your other possessions in the house. But even when you buy an earthenware pot, you knock it, and the sound of it will tell you, those who are experienced, the sound of it will tell you if it's got any holes in it and it's likely to have leakages, or whether it's solid, whether it's strong. And so if you even knock a pot before you buy it, now here you are making a bargain with God for the whole of your life. Well, it's good to be very clear. What is it that Baba's asking of me, and what is it that I'm ready to do? And so soul consciousness, first instruction. And here's Baba saying, surrender your intellect so that your intellect only stays with God. And so then always it'll be God's Srimat. And so when I think about what are God's instructions, then at this point, never mind at the start of our journey, but at this point, what is Baba asking of me? And I don't have to overthink. If I do this, I know what the outcome will be. And so if you choose what you want to do, following Srimat, understanding the return that comes from following Srimat, it saves a lot of thoughts. And it's a reality that, Srimat aside, even in Laukik life, if you do what your conscience tells you is right, you do it and then you don't think anything more about it. But if your conscience is telling you one thing and you're choosing to do something else, there won't just be a lot of thinking before you do it, there'll be a lot of thinking after you've done it also. So it's one of the signs of whether I'm on track or not. If I keep thinking about what I've done, then it's not right. But I should have thought about it beforehand so that I'm saving time beforehand, but also saving time afterhand. And so I found today's Murali very powerful. The definition of Srimat, the definition of soul consciousness. In true soul consciousness, there's total purity. Everything else has been left behind. So every day, Baba gives us the answers that we need to hear. The other thing about Baba's Murali today, Baba describing the end times, and it's very clear that the description is the description of now, with all the elements really upset and angry with us and everywhere in the world. But it's Bharat that is impacted in such a big, big way by natural disasters. The huge population, that again adds to everything. The cutting down of trees everywhere, so there's very little green matter that can absorb the carbon dioxide. roads being constructed, shopping malls coming up everywhere. It is so visible that everything to do with nature is being completely ignored. The list is endless. I won't go into more detail about it. But Bharat and the temperature there in the 50s, somebody who's just come back from India was telling me somewhere on this tour, I can't remember who, but they were saying that the temperature is now above 50. Now, how can human beings live? And the vast majority of the population don't have fans, don't have air conditioning. The shortages of water, it's a reality today, especially in Bharat. And as I say, because of the huge population, everything gets more condensed, more concentrated. On the one side, Baba reminding us of that, and on the other side, Baba reminding us of what it is we need to do to be able to go home with Baba. Not follow behind Baba, but go with Baba, so that truly we are the brides going with the bridegroom. The bride doesn't follow 10 feet behind the groom, but together. And so the word that Baba was using today, when you've settled your karmic accounts and the soul is pure, that's when you can say to Baba, I'm ready to go home. Baba didn't mention service. Baba didn't mention anything else, but the criteria to be able to go home with Baba, have I settled all my karma? How do I know if I've settled all my karma? A, I feel light, I feel easy. B, I'm able to stay with Baba with nothing pulling my intellect. I'm not remembering human beings, attachments or rejections, neither. Once the karma is settled, there's no pull from any direction. And so the simple way to check my karma, what is it that's pulling me? And if I've settled, it's finished, it's done, it's gone. And so Baba is saying that only when you're satupradhan and you've settled your karma and you know for sure that you're not adding to the karma, and of course the biggest way to add to karma is giving sorrow, and so no sorrow given, no sorrow taken, but the settlement is done, I'm free. And so when I go home, I'll just be with Baba, only Baba, nothing else pulling me, not even service. In fact, one of the things that Dadi often took up in class, she would say, somebody had asked her, when I sit for yoga, I get all these ideas for service, surely that's good. Daddy's answer? No. When you want to plan, you want to churn, that's separate. But when you want to sit with Baba, no thoughts of service. I want to go here, I want to do this, I've got this on my list, I've got that on my list. None of that. So if service is pulling me, why? It's Baba's service. I'm an instrument. Again, Srimad, if I'm doing service in the consciousness that Baba wants me to do service, it will not pull me. Otherwise, I'm pretending. I'm doing yoga, supposed to be doing yoga, and thinking of service. It's not yoga with God. It's yoga with action. And that's what we tell everybody else. instead of being action consciousness, experience being instead of doing the being. And for Baba's children, the definition of that is also very good. In the experience of soul consciousness and the experience of God consciousness, nothing else pulling. And if I have done service in the right consciousness, the return of that, just happiness, and it's done, finish. I don't need to think about it anymore. So, in fact, that point that Baba's trying to make us reach through all the Muralis is that point where I can be stable just with Baba, with no other distractions. And so for Lokic people, to do that even for a few minutes, it's difficult. One particular question, it was a statement from somebody who's following a path with, a religious path with quite a lot of commitment, and they said that the maximum time I can focus on prayer is 10 minutes. And in today's world, focused prayer for 10 minutes is good. Most people in bhakti, 1 minute they're thinking about the aarti, next minute their hands are moving, but their mind is somewhere else. Or they're sitting there in front of their deity offering flowers. And so 1 minute it's there, or even 30 seconds it's there, and then it's gone. So this person said, I'm able to manage 10 minutes. So that's good. But his point was that I want to be able to focus more. And the beautiful thing that Baba has said for us, in order to get to that point where it's just silence and me and the seed stage and Baba, so to get to that stage, Baba's given us many other things so that we can finish other stuff and just keep bringing our thoughts back to Baba in a very simple way. Okay, I'm getting bored with thinking of Baba as just my father. I've run out of thoughts about that. Baba says, okay, think about the mother. Think about the teacher. Think about the Sadhguru. Think about the gardener. Think about the boatman. Every Murali gives you different images that you can use for yoga. And all of that is going to help you come. You're already thinking about God, but not just thinking about God and feeling God's presence, but it's going to help you come to the point where then it's only the point, nothing else. Don't even have to think about relationships, because that also can lead you into past and future. But just think about Shiv Baba, the point of light. Brahma Baba has been the amazing instrument. So take drishti from Brahma Baba, but the drishti will help you fly and come to Shiv Baba. And in that seed stage, yes, karma will be settled quickly. In human life, one karma, one return, and it's a long journey. In Brahman life, fast track. Think about Baba, the purifier, and just focus on the purification of thoughts, of intellect, of sanskaras, and all that will happen in a relatively short space of time. 2,460 years I spent in body consciousness. How much karma did I accumulate? And so now I've been with Baba 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, however long. But that's very, very short compared to the thousands of years. And so yes, it does take effort to focus, but Baba's teaching us how to focus with every single Murali. So practice the Murali. take something from the Murali every day, and definitely you'll be able to overcome overthinking, which is the modern disease of today's world. Om Shanti.